So the big Sheep and Wool Show is happening this Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Bendigo Showgrounds. It's a big, big event. And one of the big sectors is business in the ag area. Now, Mac MacArthur is Coordinator of Careers and Technology Hub and looking at all things to do with agribusiness and jobs in the ag sector. Mac, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very well. Just how big is this sector?
It's a major sector with very, very exciting opportunities in the whole primary industry, skills training and ag science, business technology, etc. There's enormous opportunities for jobs for young people currently.
Are you seeing a growth in the interest in this subject?
Yes, there is an enormous growth. Some recent figures that have come out showing that enrolments at universities like Melbourne University, Longannong College, Marcus Alden, have all jumped up, some of them by 50%, one by 127% on previous years. So young people are really seeing great opportunities and getting very much involved in training in agribusiness, agricultural science, veterinary science, skills training like shearing, etc.
Yeah, so yes. I was going to ask, what are some of the sort of the key areas in sort of particularly agribusiness, that sort of thing, you know?
Yes, well, a lot of people sort of see agriculture and jobs in the bush as really not being very much involved in modern technology, but certainly agribusiness, the agribusiness banking sector, and really a lot of the jobs relate to data collection. We've got Longannong College has got a data farm where they're looking at how farmers in the future can use collection of data. So they're really looking for mathematicians and people with big skills in those sorts of areas.
We've seen a lot of advance without realising, I guess, where now crops are cut with using GPS technology. Is that the sort of thing that people will need to learn to do to stay up with the farming, the farming structure?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, really, a big number of farmers are using all of those technologies, driverless tractors, technologies that really probably weren't even thought about 10 years ago. So it's really happening already, and we're seeing leading farmers and young people taking on just really a whole lot of new technology. And I guess the research that's going in many of the universities to these techniques that are really giving higher yields from crops, more efficient and effective, and less use of chemicals, etc. So, there are very major changes in the technologies that have been used in agriculture throughout Australia and the world, for that matter.
Is it generally people who are from a farm background that get involved in this, or is it, another course?
No, not at all. And in fact, this Careers and Technology Hub, we're really much focusing on encouraging young people from urban backgrounds to get involved with agriculture. And we've got a really interesting seminar that Claire Pelcher, who's a young 2019 Nuffield Scholar, has had a look at the reasons why teenagers and young people won't take on careers in agriculture. And it's very much to do with whether they've come from a farm or their parents are very much involved in STEM subjects, that's science, technology, engineering, maths, and also if they've perhaps been to a school where there's been a farm. Those are the things that change. But we've really got to encourage and recruit a lot of young people from urban areas in Australia if we're going to meet the food demand by 2050, where we're likely to have close to 10 million people in the world.
Yeah. So tell us about what you're actually doing then this weekend. Can people come up and, sit down and sort of talk about their background and find out where they might feel suited or discover areas where they go, well, I didn't know about that. Is that sort of how it's working?
Yeah, very much so, yes. The whole program is planned towards encouraging young people to see what the career opportunities are in the universities, what scholarships are available, what skills training in shearing and wool handling, etc. And the whole program is based on, we've got a number of programs. One is Young Voices from the Land, where we have 8 to 10 young high achievers, and a lot of them have come from urban backgrounds that have found themselves taking up a career in agricultural science or veterinary science or shearing or whatever, and they're talking to these teenagers about the opportunities that happened to them. Probably a really good example is in 2019 we had a young shearer who actually was 22, had won a number of international shearing competitions, and the chair of that program asked him, you know, at the end of the week, you've shorn in sheep, you've got $3,500 to $4,000. You know, how, why did you get involved in this area? And it's just really, it's sort of showing teenagers and young people that there are some really exciting careers, not only in the academic research and other areas, but also in the skills training opportunities. And the shearing industry is really looking for lots of young people, and there are very good jobs there.
Terrific. Now, well, it's come a long way since when I tried to grow a little thing of wheat in some cotton wool damp on the kitchen window.
Things have changed, really, and I think that's the thing that people just haven't come to realise just how technology's changed so greatly, and people are not just sitting on the tractor in the dust or milking cows. They are involved in highly technical research or jobs that are really very, very exciting out in the field, and just really giving people big challenges. And there's enormous opportunities in our agriculture primary industry and agribusiness sector.
Fantastic. I'd like to see him sitting on the track milking the cow on the tractor. Now, that to me would be impressive. Hey, Mac, listen, all the very best with it. It's a huge weekend coming up, and we really appreciate your time this morning to have a chat.
Okay, thank you very much.
All the best. Cheers. Mac MacArthur joining us there. Ag business, agriculture, big jobs.
Yeah, there's not much technology involved in shearing. It's just a hard back, a strong back and a good will to work.
I think. I know, but it's a good industry and good camaraderie as well for those involved in it, that's for sure.